Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks, welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Answer Connect, and the Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Okay, once a week on Social Geek, we do the Franchise Spotlight, where we like to chat with business leaders who are making an impact on others, both personally and professionally. Stacey Kimmons is the president and CEO of Funbus, and she joins us right now on Social Geek Radio. Hey, Stacey.
Hey, Jack. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. I wanted to talk to you about where we see this intersection happening of the world of education and the world of business. But before we get too deep into those, give us a little bit of your backstory, please.
Sure. So we just wanted to make sure we say that we absolutely love your podcast and love seeing new guests that you bring on each week. So again, thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you so
very
much.
Very exciting. So before Funbus, pre-Funbus, I was an administrator at a private school for emotionally disturbed children for about 10 years. But, you know, like a lot of your listeners, I always had a desire to own my own business.
Yeah.
So when my first daughter was old enough for me to be able to jump into something new, I began to work with a business broker looking at franchises, which is pretty similar to how a lot of my franchisees come to me. And the broker worked with me to determine what I was passionate about and happened to present the Funbus system to me as an option. Now, as a kid, I was a gymnast and a dancer, and I've always had a passion for education, so it kind of hit all the check marks for me. But I was especially excited about the challenges that would come with being a franchisor instead of a franchisee. I knew there'd be a ton to learn, but I was ready. So here we are.
And obviously the person you were working with did the right thing and found something that you were passionate about, and you didn't end up with a pizza shop or a dry cleaning place. Not that there's anything wrong with those things, but working with you and knowing that education, school, gymnastics, that was all things that you were passionate about, familiar with, and found the right type of business for you. Is that right?
That's right. I certainly was presented with other options, but I just wasn't feeling them. I couldn't see myself doing them every day.
And you saw that bus and you fell in love, right?
And the smiles on all the children's faces on the buses.
Oh, even better, right? So yeah. Tell us about the Funbus brand. What makes Funbus unique, and you know, what's different about Funbus than all of these other brands that you maybe looked at the time?
Yeah, well, Funbus is incredibly unique. It was actually hatched by a creative daycare director at her preschool. So we refurbish retired full-size school buses into mini fitness centers for kids. And, you know, all kids love school buses. We paint them green and bright and colorful on the outside, and we remove all the seats from these buses, leaving a 35-foot shell, which creates the perfect amount of space to entertain about 15 preschoolers at a time. So imagine this space fully padded, full of gymnastics mats, chock full of mini fitness equipment, swings, a trampoline, a punching bag, monkey bars, a rock climbing wall, games, activities. And then we structure the program so it includes a warm-up, an obstacle course, group games, and a cool down. And we have weekly themed lesson plans that we've actually had created by a master of curriculum and development, and our own music that was developed by a music therapist. So the kids are learning and having a ball while developing their skills and being physically active. We actually drive the buses and park them to the location, and they never move with the children aboard, and they're fully climate controlled, powered by a generator. So they're safe and comfortable for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this in weekly session-based fitness classes at preschools and daycares with two fully trained staff members. But we also do hour-long birthday party entertainment. And we also do a ton of special events like community days, fundraisers, church events, family reunions. I mean, you name it, anywhere there are children to entertain, the fun bus is there. So we like to say that our concept is creating muscles, milestones, and memories that last a lifetime. It's one of our little taglines.
That's fun. That's very fun.
Fun.
And I love the mobile nature of this because you don't have a building. You don't have a place where people have to get to. You are literally coming to them.
Right.
Very cool. So when you took over this brand, tell me a little bit about that, because most of the emerging brands we chat with here on this podcast, it's the founder, right, who started the thing however many years ago in her garage, right, or in her kitchen or wherever, and you know, it was something from start till now that it's been that one person's vision, but you stepped in and kind of saved this thing from what I understand. Tell me what that's like, and how do you rebuild when you're taking over someone else's emerging brand?
Yeah, I mean, the idea was absolutely fabulous, you know, and the brand itself grew, but it grew in sort of an owner-operator model. So when I took over, there were about 95% of the owners who were running it as a single bus owner-operator model. So we did, you know, a ton of analysis, education of our franchisees. We used technology to prove numbers. We did a lot of motivation. It took a lot of patience, but we shifted it to what we call a multi-bus model, which kind of elevated all of our owners from working in their businesses day to day to working on their businesses, right? One of those fun franchise cliches.
Yeah.
But by scaling it, by scaling it to two or more buses, now we're seeing some great revenue figures. So they're feeling the oats of our labor, a much stronger return on investment. You know, it took a while, but it paid off. We actually now have 2 bus owners, 3 bus owners, 4 bus owners, and 5 bus owners, creating some really nice solid businesses. And we added a leasing program. So now our owners can easily add additional buses to their fleet, making the scaling up opportunity much quicker.
I like that idea of going from, you know, someone who thinks that they're buying a business where they're going to be driving a bus to owning a business where you have a fleet, or maybe it's not right, quite a fleet yet, but a squadron of buses, at least, maybe, right? So as you took over, you'd mentioned some of the operators maybe needed some help and maybe some training or retraining and some other processes. How did you start building a process in that area?
Well, you know, the word brand is so important when you're growing a business, and you have to put a lot of emphasis and focus on that word brand. So we started with what we like to call systematizing, or systemizing, however you use that word, brand standards. We put in an interactive and fun sort of ongoing training platform in place that engages owners in training all things Funbus. So by having that in place, it's been a little bit of a game changer, because all of our new franchisee training is in there, but also our existing franchisee brand standards and compliance are in there, and also support for our owners in the ongoing training of their staff. Because by adding buses, they're also adding staff. So they're becoming more of a manager type role than an owner operator type role. But it all allowed us to have a renewed focus on our brand, which is so important. So we continue to push this brand, the brand of Funbus, developing your staff and training your staff related to our brand standards. And that really has kind of opened up the eyes to franchisees and given them the support they needed to grow.
It kind of feels like it's coming back to where we started the conversation about your history and background in education, because I think all of this training that you're doing with not just the franchisees, but with their staff as well, your background in education has to play into that somehow, I would assume.
Yeah. And I think that educating children versus educating, you know, adults in entrepreneurship and business, they're not that different. Whenever you're trying to teach someone anything, it has to be an environment that's fun, engaging, but reward-based, because that's human nature and that's what we do and what we are. I've always had a passion for education because I always think that it's a path to a better life, right? If the more we work together, the more we support each other, the more we all grow and improve our lives. And I think children get that, adults get that, entrepreneurs get that.
Path to a better life. I love that. That's awesome. We're seeing a lot of child-focused franchises really expand in the past few years. I'd say 15 years ago, when you looked at franchising, it was, you know, mostly food, it was home services, it was, you know, sort of the traditional franchise sectors or types of companies. But we're seeing just a rapid expansion with education and maybe kids' activities, whether it's math and STEM or gymnastics and soccer. We're seeing, you know, a big expansion. Any thoughts on that? Do you have any ideas why these things are expanding so quickly these days?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there are a few reasons, but I'm a parent of two young children, and you know, I know that this is a busy society, and as parents, we can use all the help we can get. We're always willing to spend money on our children, even if we have no money, on so many different things, especially education and health and physical activities. We all want our kids to be the best, right? Or at least, you know, have opportunities or a multitude of opportunities in their lives. So we seek out programs and activities that we think can support them in their growth and help us as parents. So children's education, activity-based franchises, they're booming, I think, because they satisfy that need that the parents have.
Any other trends that you're seeing in franchising or maybe in other education-focused businesses? Any trends you're seeing that we should be on the lookout for the rest of this year, maybe in 2020?
Well, you know, I'm seeing a lot of mobile concepts out there now, right? Because first of all, the profitability is so much higher when a business doesn't require the leasing or owning of a building or a storefront. I mean, we see an increase in delivery services now, even from restaurants. We see mobile service-based businesses who are bringing all sorts of things to their customers. So I think anything mobile is kind of huge and trending right now. And of course, health and fitness-based franchises are trending now, but I don't think they're going away. I think society's outlook on the importance of how of being physically active and healthy, even with children at a young age, has become huge, and it's not a trend that's going down anytime soon.
Yeah.
And as we discussed, children's franchises, you know, you mentioned that before, it's huge. Parents are spending their money on their children, regardless of the situation.
It feels like you're leading the way. You're at that intersection of all of the Venn diagrams of kids franchises, mobile franchises, and health and fitness franchises. That's Funbus right in the middle, right?
That's Funbus. That's us right there. Here we grow.
So if there are any other people who are starting a business, maybe starting a franchise, or they've already started a small franchise brand out there, that are looking for some great advice like you got many years ago, what would you tell them about starting a brand or growing their brand today?
Ooh, I like this question. I would say follow your passion, of course. Invest in or create something that you believe in, that you can be proud of, and something that you can see yourself doing every day, because you're going to be doing it every day. I think something that you can be proud to tell your kids and your family that you do is important. Mm. I think something that has the ability to create the growth opportunities that you need, but also something that continues to support society so that the need for your business is always going to be there. Those would be my thoughts.
Excellent. Love that. And we're going to be back in just a moment with some contact information if anybody has additional questions for Stacy. But first, Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers receiving a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Stacey Kimmons of FunBus, if listeners want to connect with you and maybe ask you a few more questions about running a franchise, running a kids franchise, running a health and fitness franchise, or anything else that that they might want to pick your brain about, where can they find you?
Well, we are all over the place. So please visit our website, funbuses.com, or our franchise development page, which is funbusesfranchise.com. And please like us on Facebook, Instagram, or connect to us on LinkedIn, both business and personal.
Excellent. We will have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com so people can find you easily. Stacey, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing some good advice. And we hope to see you at a franchise event in the very near future.
Thank you so much, Jack, for having us on.
Thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.